Blog Talk Radio. I just thank you. I tell you, it's really been a beautiful day on today. I tell you, God moved in a mighty way on my, I have a testimonial page on the internet, and I tell you, God moved in a miraculous way on today. I mean, I felt the presence of the Lord just fill the room, and I'll tell you, God did exactly what I wanted him to do. And I'll tell you, I needed 30 constituents to come forward and to come and be a part of Lacking My program, which is my ministry page. And I needed 30 recipients in all. And I'll tell you, God blessed me to get that accomplished. And I just want you to know, you that are out there in my digital audience on tonight, I want you to know that God loves you. And God yet sit on his throne. God is sitting high yet, but he's looking low down on planet Earth. And so before I go into any more preliminaries, I would like for you, I'm going to be with you 30 minutes on the clock tonight, and I would ask you, all of my beautiful God-fearing people out there in my podcast listening audience, to bow your head with me as we recognize and give reference to our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, that he's ruler over everything. God rules everything, even he rules you and I. We are bought with a price. So I want you and you and you that will to bow your heads as we go down and reference God on tonight. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of sovereignty and love unmeasured, God. We come, O gracious Heavenly Father, and we thank you for assembling us together around this planet in unity once again. Coming, Lord, we're coming as pilgrims through this barren land, God. We're coming from the north, not south, east, and west. God, for we know that this place is not our home, God. This is just a hold over, God, till you come back and rapture us out of here, God. But until then, we'll be right here waiting on our Heavenly Father, hallelujah, when he cracks that cloud. And God, I'm asking you, Father, to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. I would like for you, Father God, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their heart tonight. And I just thank you once again for tuning in. And we're going to go right on, dash right on into the word of God on tonight. And I tell you, God has been just that good. And our sermon on tonight, entitled, is Perfect Love. Now, we know, we figure that our parents had perfect love for us when we was an infant. Then we went on to be a little toddler. Then we was a little preschooler and we was in the first grade. We went all the way through high school and then college, then to the university, and we feel like that our parents' love was the perfect love. But you know what? I come to serve you notice on tonight. For there is a much greater love. You might say, Pastor Ward, how can that be? A love greater than our parents, a love greater than my grandmother, a love greater than my grandfather, a love greater than my mother and my father. And I tell you, I can promise you that there is a greater love, and his name is Jesus. And God went out on Calvary Cross. And they hung God high, and they stretched him wide. And God paid the penalty for yours and my sins. And I tell you, there is no greater love than the love that Jesus presented unto us, his children, when they hung him out on Calvary Cross. And God hung his head, and he bled. And the Bible said that he gave up the ghost. I tell you, there's no greater love nowhere underneath the earth or above the highest heavens. There is no greater love love that Jesus presented unto us. And so we're going to go into our scripture. We're going to go into the law of John 3 and 16. And it reads like this. It says, "For God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son." That's found in the law of John 3 and 16. And I'll tell you, there was a 20-year-old man found hanging in his bedroom. He left a suicide saying only, "No one cares." We find out that in prison, behind the prison walls, in the hospital wings, in the nursing home, and behind the closed doors, or even sitting in the church pews, there are countless people who feel the same way. The sense of loneliness and of being unloved. You know, it leads to awful despair. Whether it's felt by a gifted partner, or a bereaved relative, or a friendless inmate of an institution. We find out that there are three most revolutionary words ever revealed of God is love. Yet perhaps they are so familiar that we have lost sight of the tremendous truth and help they contain. They tell us significant about God to draw to him every hurting heart and inquiring mind. And I want you hurting hearts out there tonight to know that you are loved. Jesus loved you. And we love you as a family of Jesus Christ. We love you as well. And God proved his love because he went to Calvary Cross over 2,000 years ago and hung, bled, and suffered and died for your sins and for my sins. Hallelujah. And so we know that his love is a love that rules all love. Hallelujah. And we know that they tell us significant about, like I said, God loves to draw us to him and to draw him every hurting heart and inquiring mind. And we find out that there is a leading theologian was asked at his retirement dinner, what was the greatest thought that had ever crossed his mind? And after a short pause, he quoted the opening lines of a familiar hymn. And it goes like this. It says, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." Hallelujah. We know that there is no greater love. And staggeringly simple, yet beyond our understanding, is the truth that God, whom heaven and the heavens of heavens cannot contain. We read in the law of 1 Kings 8 and 27, loves us as individuals and knows every detail of our every life. God weighs our motives and he penetrates his penetrating eyes. All our sinful thoughts and desires, yet still he loves us. And for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Holy Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints, hallelujah, what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." That is found in the law of Ephesians 3 and 14 through 19. We know that God's love is ever greater than a mother's love, like I first stated earlier in the program. I read of a woman who, in the United States, in the last century, was in court when her son was found guilty of a triple murder. Although she pleaded with the judge to be merciful, he was sentenced to death. She wrote many letters the country's president, pleading for clemency. But to no avail. After her son's execution, the grieving mother asked for his body, desiring to bury him. But again, her wishes was not granted. She died a few months later, leaving just one request in her will, to be buried next to her son on the prison grounds. Such is the persistence and forgiveness of a mother's love. And we find out that God's love, hallelujah, goes far deeper. God's love is never exalted. It is an everlasting love, so perfect that we can say with the psalmist, He, God, is my refuge and my fortress. That's in the law of Psalms 91 and 2. His love is greater, too, than an earthly father's love. We find out that King David knew what it was to have rebellious children. Once was guilty of murdering his half-brother, then of turning the hearts of the people against his father, then doing battle with his father as he attempted to coup the overthrow of the later throne. But when the news of that son's death came to David, he went to his room crying, Oh, my son Absalom, if only I had died in your place. Hallelujah. We know that David, of course, was aware that he had not been the devoted father he ought to have been. God, however, is perfect. Yet despite having watched us rebel against him, he still cares for you and I with boundless love. God's love is also greater than the deepest romantic love. Although there is nothing in us that God should admire, still he loves us. His love does not alter or diminish or fade. Even our unfaithfulness toward him does not change the depth of his love. The Apostle John has reminded us that he loves us and sent his son to be the propitiation of our sins. That's in the law of 1 John 4 and 10. God's love is greater than the terrible love. When the hearts of nations are stirred by reports of famine and starvation in Africa, we give and richly sow. But when the next opportunity to be self-indulged comes, we easily forget them starving millions around the world. God is not like that. He never forgets us. The great pattern saint, hallelujah, Paul knew his writing to fellow Christians, he said, but God, hallelujah, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loves us even when we were dead in trespasses made us alive. That's in the law of Ephesians 2 and 4 through 5. And we know that time and time again, as you read God's word, the Bible, you will read of our Heavenly Father's love. You can look in John's gospel, and it is there in Christ's words. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I want you to know that you don't have to perish tonight. You that are out there in my digital radio listening or a podcast tonight, you don't have to be lonely. I'm letting you know you have a lover that loves you. He loves you unconditionally. And his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He loves you and I'll tell you, it's no end. He has endless love. And then we go there and we read in Paul, and we know that Paul wrote of faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And that's in the law of Galatians 2 and 20. He also said, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, while you are yet in your sins, you that are out there in my digital to a listening audience on tonight, while you are yet in your sin and in your sinful ways, Christ loved you. Christ died for you and I. And we read that in Romans 5 and 8. Have you opened your heart to God's love in your own life? Hallelujah. The reality of God's infinite love is demonstrated not only in the coldness of print, but also in the warmth of God's expressions to us. Both now and since time began, when a nation was turning its back on God centuries ago, and a preacher was challenging people to turn from their sin to the one who loved them, a strange series of events happened. The preacher Hobray had married a girl of God's choice, Gomer, hallelujah, they had children together. But when, hallelujah, she walked out on him, it was not just to another man, but to other men. Gomer took the streets and became a harlot. We don't know how long this faithlessness lasted, but eventually Jose was told by God to take Gomer back again. And as he looked for her, the trail seemed endless. Hallelujah, but he followed every lead, wandering and dashing from city to town to village, searching in the dives and the dens of evil. People surely wondered what a preacher was doing in such a place. Eventually, someone told the prophet preacher that Gomer was in the marketplace. Jose finally found her. She was dirty and with shackles around her wrists and ankle and about to be auctioned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, as a slave. And then the husband, he came forth. And although she had deserted and she stood among the bitters to be bid upon. Hallelujah. But there was a greater price to buy her back. She was his by right because she had married him and now was doubly his. Hallelujah. And we are doubly children of Jesus Christ, saints of God and friends and you that are out there in my digital podcast audio tonight. We are doubly Christ's children or disciples, whatever you want to call it. We belong to God even so, even more so. And so he had bought her such that the undeserved love he had toward her. And this incident was God well showing to the people of Israel in that day that to us in our day, how much he loves us. He was willing to forgive the sins of the nations, hallelujah, and lovingly help her. Even though she had been an unfaithful and Jose's wife, we too, who are God's by right, because he made us, can be doubly healed because Christ died to buy us back and to redeem us. So great was his love for us, his unworthy beneficiaries. We find out that this is the ultimate sacrifice. Now, I'd like to ask you that are out there in my podcast, digital audience on tonight, what is your sin? Are you aware of how serious it is as far as God is concerned? God hates all that is unholy, all that separates us from him and would send us to hell. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, out of love for a rebellious world, Christ came to die, paying his awesome price for his redemption. In his life, Jesus identified himself with the outcasts of society, the leapers and the underdogs, the suffering, the depressed, and he made himself available to those whose lives had been wrecked by sin. As he still does in this society we live in today, the Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ was God in human form. When God became a man, he experienced human fragility, temptation, sorrow, and suffering, and even death. Hallelujah. And we know that God's love never fails. God loves us to the point that he died. Jesus died for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we know, hallelujah, that we can understand and care that our soul get right before time run out on us. It is really important, and it's just a must. That we get our life together because, you know, as we look at the news day to day and we look at the radio, we know that we are living in the last days. I mean, we are living in the last days, people of God and children and friends and constituents and supporters and you that are out there in the digital land. I tell you, and God's greatest act of love was to die. was not the nails that kept him on the cross, nor the Roman guard. But you know what kept him up there on the cross? Hallelujah. It was his perfect love for every man, woman, and child. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And as he died on that cross, the sins and unleavenedness of all humankind was laid on his suffering body. Peter, hallelujah, one of Christ's disciples, explained it this way. For Christ also suffered once for sins, and just for the unjust, hallelujah, that he might bring us to God. That's in the law, 1 Peter 3:8. Christ loved us so much that he paid the price for all the wrong, hallelujah, that was ever thought, said, and done. The sins of evil, actions, and wrong attitudes. Do you wonder if anyone loved you? Just look at the cross. When you feel like you're not loved, look at the cross. When you feel like you're by yourself, look at the cross. Hallelujah. Jesus said it all. Jesus said it all. Hallelujah. When he went to the cross. And we know that the loving God has provided a way for you. Hallelujah. To enjoy a living and loving and lasting relationship with him. You can know God and have him as an intimate friend. Hallelujah. Who even closer than a brother. He is also your caring heavenly father who wants you for his family. This come about when you respond to his love appropriation. He commands all people to repent. And that is to turn from whatever have you bound. Whatever demonic spirits, hallelujah, that lay rigid in your spirit. Whatever is wrong, and to trust Christ as your Savior. Love and the new creation. And like a bride or groom, bowing to the words, I will. We find out that each person needs to come to the moment in which he or she would say, I do. How many of you would be willing to tell God, I do? Give up all the wrong for the right. Deliberately in repentance and faith and accept Jesus Christ as your master. Accept him as your Lord. Hallelujah. And your Savior. It is then, having become a real Christian, you are a new creation. And that one begins with experiencing the four-dimensional love of the Lord. And we know that he breathes of God's love. And it is broad. It is broad as humanity. Everyone is included. So you don't have to feel as though you are too evil or unworthy. Christ came into the world for sinners. Therefore, you and I qualify. And we know, hallelujah, number two, I know my time is running out. And I would come to a conclusion on this episode tonight. And we will conclude on tomorrow night if God delayed his coming and God says the same. Hallelujah. I hope and I pray in ending that I've said something, hallelujah, to marinate your mind and to infuse your spirit, as I have brought unto you the word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing to you in your walk with God, if you would like to send any prayer petitions to the old ship of Zion to pray in prayer with you about it, I am urging you to send all your respondents to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. The program is Blog Talk Radio. The station is the Old Ship of Zion. And your host is Senior Pastor Janice Ward. And my email address is janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. You can send your remittances to P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. That P.O. Box again is 1600-950-20.
Gilroy, California.
Till we meet again, I want you to go in God until God goes in you. Bye for now.